Hello and welcome to the Virtual Innovation Podcast. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about things that will help you get more sales digitally. So we're going to be looking at conversion rates on websites, the things you need on websites, articles, blogs, content, podcasting, a bunch of different things that you can do to grow your business in these crazy times. So let's dive into this episode. In this episode, we're going to be talking about article writing and posting blog content. Now, this is something that we get asked a lot about, is how often should we create a blog post? Should we write one weekly, monthly, yearly? How often should we share it? What type of content is required? Is there not too much content in the world? There's a bunch of different questions we get asked. So I wanted to touch on this and just give three or four clear tips that will help you make better decisions when it comes to blog posts. So the first tip I want to give you is making sure that you don't create a blog graveyard. I see this when we build websites. I see this on other customers' websites, ones that come to us, blogs that never get posts added to them. Now, if a customer comes to your website and you've got a blog and your last article was 2 years ago, what does that say to the customer? It either says you're not really focused on keeping what you do up to date. And if a client thinks about that, they might say to themselves, is that really who I want to be working with? Someone who can't update their website or their blog or is not aware of what it looks like? You know, probably not. They're probably not going to work with you. A lot. We've seen this happen a lot. People go, they just look a bit outdated, or are they still in business? So it's really important to make sure you are posting on a regular basis, even if you just start off doing it every 2 or 3 months. At least you've got a regular system. And that brings us to the second point, consistency. Whatever framework you use for how often you post a blog post, make sure it's consistent. You know, we really recommend doing a post every month. That keeps it new, fresh, changing, updated. Google likes it more often than not. Google would prefer it every day if you had that level of content, but it's not really practical to do that. So we really recommend either a 2 week or a 4 week decision to actually do them. So you don't want to do it too often. We actually have started doing podcast posts. So this is a podcast post. I'm recording my thoughts, and then the team turn this into a blog post. It's a lot easier for us to get two of these up a month than if we're just sitting down and writing them from scratch every time. Plus, a lot of people prefer to hear this spoken. So there are ways to become more consistent with your blog posting. So that's the second tip. The third tip is make it easy to digest. And when I say that, making it easy to digest is allow people to be able to skim read it. Many people won't read 1,000, 1,500 words, and Google requires or wants more words than less. This is why speaking it for a lot of people can mean you can end up with a 1,500 word article that Google absolutely loves without having to sit there and try and drag it out. You naturally will drag it out a bit by speaking. So that's a really important factor to think about. Did you see me there drag it out a little bit? the bigger the better. And using things like tips, if you are going to record an article like this, is look at 5 tips or 4 tips on a certain topic. Because what I will naturally do is I will pick a topic to talk about, and I will write down those 5 tips that I want to talk about, and then I'll just bring up stories, explanations as I go with it. It leads to an interesting podcast, but what I'm after more than a podcast, I don't mind if anyone listens to this, I'm looking to create blog content in an easy, systematic way. Does that make sense? I hope it does. The fourth thing is calls to action. It's really super important to make sure you put calls to action. So for example, if you are looking for a website or looking for consistent blogging content, get in touch with us at Virtual Innovation. We would love to help you. You know, we love to help people be more consistent because we know it's the most challenging thing in busy times. So a call to action like that, if someone has read a few tips and gone, this looks really good, this is exactly what I've been looking for, make it easy for them to go to the next step and book a phone call with you or send an email or ask a question. think about what's the most likely thing for them to actually do to take this relationship to the next level. And then the last tip, once you've started actually getting these beautiful posts up with images and alt tags and all the SEO stuff in the background, you need to be actually sharing it on social media. Social media, you know, I remember years ago, people thought it was going to be a bit of a fad. If anything, it's just taken a life of its own. It's going to be around for a long time in different versions, but it's really important to make sure any blog posts are shared. Now, we personally use Facebook and LinkedIn as our two core areas, and we're going to start to do a bit more on Instagram in the near future. But this really depends on what your industry is, where your audience is. And don't forget, also, newsletters are a great place to share articles, especially if you've done voiced recordings. Makes it a lot easier for people to have a look at and understand and digest the information you're sharing. The other tip I would also give you is, if you are using a social media tool like Publer or Hootsuite, there's a bunch of tools that will aggregate all of your social media platforms, and they'll allow you to share once and it'll go to three or four different places. Now, those places also allow you to use this thing called evergreen content, which allows you to share one post that you wrote in January. You could also share it in March and September, maybe three or four times in the year, because most people won't have seen that article. So you can share it on a more evergreen basis if it's quality content. And so it's really important to make sure the content that you're producing is actually valuable and it's not just blah, 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 boring, boring, boring. So that's all I wanted to share today, guys. I hope this has been valuable to you. I hope this has got you thinking about how to post your next blog post, what your list of five tips you would like to give to your listeners or your readers. Have an epic day, and if we can ever help you at Virtual Innovation, you can contact us below.